أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقول السفهاء من الناس ما ولاهم عن قبلتهم التي كانوا عليها، قل لله المشرق والمغرب يهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. Further, with regard to the same ayat, the first ayat of Sayyakul, with regard to the Qibla, the Kaaba Sharif, great, very interesting, valuable points are written by the Mufassireen, commentators of the Quran. Before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came into this world was first only water. There was no land anywhere whatsoever, it was only water. Then the place where the Kaaba Sharif is, the very center of the world, there are various geographical methods to determine the center of the world. Whichever method is used, the Kaaba comes out to be the very center, central place. Then a bubble appeared here, and from this bubble then Allah spread the earth as we know it today, all the continents, the various continents, etc. So this place here, Allah Ta'ala, and Allah sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to this world, and he made Hajj many times, and he all to the Kaaba Sharif. And Allah kept the Kaaba Sharif as the Qibla of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam too, till the time of Musa alayhi salam. The Kaaba Sharif, Allah Ta'ala made it the center of the earth, and from there Anwarat spread out throughout the world, and the world keeps on functioning through these Anwarat and these radiances which descend on the Kaaba Sharif. The Kaaba Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has made it, it is directly in line with Baytul Ma'amur and the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. As we make tawaf here of the Kaaba Sharif, the Malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'amur, which is in the same, exactly above the Kaaba Sharif. So, and Allah Ta'ala's, all His rahmat that comes down on the Kaaba Sharif every day, all the time, 120 layers of Allah's rahmat. 60 are for those who make tawaf, 40 are for those who make namaz, and 20 are for those who just sit and look at the Kaaba. So Allah has made it the markaz, the center of all goodness. Therefore, Allah tabaraka ta'ala ordered that a person should face the Qibla in order to get all these virtues. And when Allah Ta'ala made the sand, the earth, the continents from the place of the Kaaba, and then Allah Ta'ala after that said, "Itiya ta'an aw karha." Oh, the sand and the earth and the sky, are you obeying me, coming to me willfully, wishfully, of your own accord or by force? The very first part of the sand to say we are coming willfully, pleasingly and happily to you is the very place where the Kaaba is. The sand which is there, that was said first. And as it is said, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَرْجِعُ إِلَىٰ أَصْلِهِ. Everything returns to its origin. We will also return to sand. We were made of sand. When we are buried, we will be returned to sand again. Like that, everyone, we can't perceive and understand it, but the sand with which our bodies are made also returns to the very central place, that is the Kaaba Sharif. So that Allah has made the markaz, the center of all goodness for mankind. And therefore Allah ordered that a person should face the Kaaba in ibadat, and through this, just facing the Kaaba, and on for our farz namaz we have to face, for our other namazes also, and if we can, when we are making tilawat of Quran Sharif also, dhikr also, if we face the Kaaba, we get great amount of anwarat, which are effulgence and radiance we get when we face the Kaaba Sharif. So Allah has put a lot of goodness in the Kaaba Sharif. And then afterwards, from the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam till Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, Allah made Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, the Kaaba for them, the Qibla for them. And they all faced the Baytul Muqaddas when they were making their ibadat. And that also Allah Ta'ala says, Alladhi barakna hawlahu, that is the place that we have put great blessings around it. It is the place where many, many great, great Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam came, where they are buried also, and where they lived, and wahi of Allah came down to those, to that place. It is the very place when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made Mi'raj from Baytullah Sharif, the Kaaba. Allah took him first to Baytul Muqaddas, and there he made imamate of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. And then he went up and met all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. So all that barakat Allah has put in Baytul Muqaddas. So that also Allah has made a blessed place. And then after that, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came in this world, and originally his Qibla was also the Kaaba Sharif, while in Makkah Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam should make all his namazes, ibadat, facing the Kaaba, and we don't perceive and understand, but just facing the Qibla, lot of barakat comes. If we are just sitting in the masjid, if we don't have any excuse, we shouldn't be facing to the east or west, even if we're not making namaz. We are just making tilawat. As far as possible, try and face the Qibla. There are great, great, great virtues and great benefits that we get. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to face the Kaaba Sharif. When he made hijrat and he went to Medina Sharif, then for a while, for about 16, 17 months, about 1.5 years, Allah Ta'ala ordered him to face Baytul Muqaddas. And this was that he gets the barakat of Baytul Muqaddas, because lot barakat is in there also. And this for a little while of about 1.5 years. But the rest of the time, Allah ordered that he must face Kaaba Sharif, which is the original place. So Allah Ta'ala, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was known, when he made Mi'raj also, Nabi Qiblatain, the only Nabi that was given two Qiblas. The Qibla of Baytul Muqaddas also, which was also a very blessed place, for a little while, for about 1.5 years or less than that, Allah made the Baytul Muqaddas his Qibla. And the biggest, the original and the main Qibla, the Kaaba, Allah made it from the beginning and right till the end also. So Allah Ta'ala made our Nabi one great distinguishing factor, that is Nabi Qiblatain, the Nabi of the two Qiblas. And all of us must have gone to the masjid in around outside Medina Sharif, Masjid Qiblatain, which is there till today, where the two Qiblas are in that masjid. And they were making namaz and facing Baytul Muqaddas, and they were ordered, and in namaz they turned around completely in the opposite direction. The imam that was standing in front here went right the other side, and from that side he faced the new Qibla, the original Qibla, the Kaaba Sharif. So in this way Allah Ta'ala has blessed our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his ummah through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with the great blessings of both the Qiblas. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went to Masjid, went to Baytul Muqaddas, made imamate of all the Anbiya, the Anwarat and the Noor of all the Anbiya also came in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, these Anwarat spread in his whole ummah also. So we are very, very fortunate that all that Anwarat of the Anbiya of the Bani Israel and all the Anbiya of before, or the barakat of Kaaba Sharif as our Qibla and the barakat of Baytul Muqaddas, all of it we are also get. And we are blessed by being in this ummah, and it is just now for us to practice. Make our namazes facing the Qibla, Farz namaz, and all masjids do face the Kaaba. But besides that also, as much as we can, we should face the Kaaba when we are just making our ibadah. Our elders go to this extent, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, that when he would put his shoes, like in a shoe rack, he wouldn't put it in a shoe rack where his shoes are facing the Qibla also. He would try and avoid that also. So the adab of the Qibla is very, very important. We all know that we should not stretch our legs towards the Qibla. We should not, our toilet, we should not do it facing the Kaaba, facing the Qibla. We should have the great respect of these places. Our other ibadat we should do, and we should check ourselves, our beds in our houses, are they not facing the Qibla? Very sadly, in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, many of the hotels, was it done intentionally or what, with the new hotels there, and what, we don't know who these hotels belong to, but toilets are built facing the Kaaba, and the beds are put in such a way that you face the Kaaba. Unfortunately, the enemies of Islam are working all the time in order to take out the azmat and respect of the Kaaba. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that I don't make namaz on those musallas that have got the picture of Kaaba Sharif or Masjid Nabawi on the musalla. He say in this way the enemies made us trample our Kaaba, the Kaaba also. With our own feet we are standing and we are trampling upon the Kaaba, so it's just the picture of it. And the best musalla is that which is completely plain, so that there are no designs, because these designs also distract us and start playing on our minds. And we start thinking so much about the designs which are in the musalla. A plain musalla is the best. And we should try and avoid musallas that have got the Kaaba Sharif picture on it, or Masjid Nabawi, or Baytul Muqaddas, or any masjid on it. We should try and avoid that also. So there are great, great lessons for us to learn with regard to the Qibla and the Kaaba, and great, great benefits for us. May Allah let us all get these benefits and stay us first, help us to stay away from all the bi-adabi, the disrespect of the Qibla and even of Baytul Muqaddas. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.